弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Good Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. Peace to you all.
还记得早上醒来的三个动作吗？
Do you remember the three actions when you just get up every single day?
我们来练习一下好吗？
Let's practice.
好，举起手来，赞美主。
Lift up your hands and praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
领受主。
Then receive the Lord.
分享主。
Share our Lord.
再一遍啊，最好你头看上面啊，来，赞美主。Hallelujah, Hallelujah. 领受主。
Lift the hands.
分享主。
Share the Lord.
你看多好，你每天早上做这三个动作，保证你开始有一个喜乐而且有力的一天。
See, it's so wonderful. Every single morning you practice these three actions, you will be so joyful for the whole day long.
今天早上圣灵透过保罗对我们说，万事我们晓得，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
This morning, the Holy Spirit, through Paul, told us, in all things, God works for the good of those people love him.
万事就是所有的事情嘛。
All things means everything.
我们从时间的角度来看，是包括以前、现在还有未来所有的事情。
From the time perspective, that includes the past, the present, and the future.
但是我们要明白，当保罗说这句话的时候，是对着基督徒说的。
We got to remember when Paul made this statement, he is specifically talking to the Christians.
因为保罗说，我们大家都晓得，万事互相效力，注意，叫爱神的人怎么样得益处嘛。
Paul made the statement.We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him.
所以不仅仅是基督徒，而且是爱神的人能够得到益处。
So not just the Christians, the people who truly love God will benefit from it.
那这个益处是在神的眼中看为好的事情。
Those benefits are the good things from the eyes of God.
所以不是按我们个人的感觉，
not according to our personal feelings，
是天父在他的眼中看为对我们有帮助，能够造就我们的事情。
It's from God's perspective, the things, the good things are benefiting the people.
很多人不能理解这个怎么样个万事互相效力呢？
A lot of people don't understand how can all things.God works for the good of those who love Him.
尤其现在，我们每天啊看到的、听到的这么多坏的消息啊。
Especially nowadays, every single day, what we see, what we hear are all bad news.
很多地方很多人都是欺骗啊、打杀抢啊这些新闻。
A lot of times, a lot of places, people are killing each other, are fighting, are cheating.
我前两天跟我们家隔壁的警察邻居聊聊天。
I have a neighbor who is a police officer. I had a little chat with him a couple of days ago.
他们说连警察都很担心啊，都有点忧虑了。
They said even as a police officer, they started to worry.
那整个大环境看起来这么糟糕。
The big environment we're living in is truly terrible.
那请问怎么个万事互相效力法呢？
Then.People ask, how can all things work? How can all things God works for the good?
所以我们真的要求神开我们灵里的眼睛嘛，好叫我们看见神奥秘的真理。
So, God, please open our spiritual eyes so we really can see the truth in the spirit.
2000多年以前，保罗已经看见了这个真理了。
More than 2,000 years ago, Paul had already saw the truth.
就是在神自己的数据库里面，所有以前的、现在的人事物都完全连接在一起了。
In God's database, from the past to the present to the future, all people, all things are already connected to each other.
而且是在神的掌握之中。
And they are all in God's hands.
当然我们也明白神的仇敌撒旦的工作。
Of course, we understand the work of Satan, he does, or he do, and he is the enemy of God.
但是无论撒旦怎么样的诡诈邪恶，神都能够让不好的事情转变成为好的事情。
No matter how cunning, how terrible Satan is, God can change the bad things to the good things.
在文化大革命的时候，有一位神的仆人叫做袁湘成牧师。
During the Chinese Revolution time, back in China in 1960s, there was a faithful servant. He is a pastor. His name was 袁湘成。
他被关到监牢里面22年之久。
He was locked up in the prison for 22 years.
当他放出来的时候，竟然没有一句。
When he was released from the prison, he did not say a single word of complaint.
有的是两个感谢。
The only thing he had was two praises.
啊，我们有 PPT 的话可以看一下。
Let's look at a PowerPoint.
第一个感谢是感谢神在他监狱的22年没有一天生过病。
The first praise.He gave was during his 22 years of a prison life, he was not sick for a single day.
Oh, 这个很奇妙吧?
That was a miracle.
第二个感谢是感谢神将他关在监狱里面。
The second praise was thank God he was locked up in the prison.
因为如果袁牧师在外面，老早就被人活活给打死了吧。
Because if Pastor Yuan was not locked up in the prison, he was already beaten to death by other people.
我们看见这就是神奇妙的作为嘛。
That was the miracle work by God.
所以古今中外还有很多很多不同的见证，见证万事。互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So, from the ancient time to the present time, no matter where it is in the world, there are a lot of witnesses and testimonies shows in all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
那什么叫做爱神的人呢?
So, who are the people? What are the people of who love God?
爱神的人通常具备了四个正确的人生观。
Usually, the people who love God.Have four correct life visions.
我们看第一个啊，就是以敬畏神的心态来生活。
First, they live by the attitude of fearing and respecting God.
旧约里面的约瑟就是一个很好的榜样。
In the Old Testament time, Joseph was a perfect example.
约瑟的前半生非常的坎坷。
Joseph had a really tough first part of his life.
因为在约瑟年轻的时候，他的哥哥们把他给出卖了。
Because when Joseph was young, his brothers sold him.
约瑟到了埃及，做了别人的奴仆。
Joseph became a slave in the land of Egypt.
然后约瑟又受到女主人的诱惑。
And his female master tried to attempt it.
但是
tried to attempt it to him.
因为约瑟是一个敬畏神的人嘛。
Because Joseph was the person who feared and respected God.
所以约瑟说，我怎么能够做这大恶得罪神呢？
So Joseph said, how could I do the things like this so terrible to offend God?
约瑟不敢得罪神。
Joseph would not dare to offend God.
虽然约瑟后来受到冤枉，还是被下到监牢里面去了。
Even though Joseph was still thrown to the prison,
他的前半生过得是非常的艰难。
His first half of life, it was a really tough life.
但是约瑟一直持守着一个敬畏神的心态来生活。
But Joseph had always been living.With an attitude of fearing and respecting God.
最后连他自己都没有想到他成为了埃及的宰相。
At the end, even himself couldn't imagine he became the prime minister of Egypt.
在那个大饥荒的年代里面，约瑟拯救了他自己的犹太同胞。
In those time of a great famine, he saved a lot of his own Jewish people.
而且更重要的，约瑟学会了饶恕的功课。
The more important, Joseph learned the lesson of forgiving other people.
因为约瑟明白了，他所受的一切的苦难都有神的美意。
Because Joseph fully understand all the tough time he experienced had God's beautiful will in it.
后来约瑟和他的父亲和他的这个全家团聚是一个非常美好的结局。
Later, Joseph had a great reunion with his father and his entire family. That was a beautiful scene.
这就是万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
That is, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him.
今天我们作为神的儿女的第一件大事，就是需要存一个敬畏神的心来生活。
Today, as God's children, the number one first thing we need to do is we need to live by the attitude of fearing and respecting God.
我们来读一下箴言的十四章。26节
Let's read the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 26.
好，一起来，请敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
Let's read together. Rock solid security is found in the fear of the Lord, and within it, one's children find refuge.
敬畏神的是大有依靠啊，不是小有依靠。
The people who are fearing and respecting God, they have a great fortress.
我们的靠山是大到不能再大的独一的真神。
We can depend on this God. He is the almighty, powerful God.
而且啊，这个儿女们也有避难所。
And also, the children also find refuge.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们知道我们是何等有福气。
So brothers and sisters, realize how blessed we are.
所以需要珍惜神给我们这个福分。
So we need to truly appreciate this blessings from God.
因此基督徒需要建立的第一个人生观就是存一个敬畏神的心态，每天好好的生活。
Therefore, the first life vision as a Christian, we need to live by the attitude of fearing and respecting God, we need to live a good life.
第二个重点呢，我们看 PPT， 就是要来选择啊，我强调选择热情的为主而活。
Second, let's look at PowerPoint. We need to choose to live for the God with a passion, with a burning desire.
2020年真是一个动荡不安的一年嘛。
The year of 2020 is full of chaotic events.
很多人都同意，你看从年初的新冠病毒的传染到年底这个大选啊，整个的社会非常的浮躁不安啊。
A lot of people do agree. From the beginning of this year, we started the pandemic of COVID-19. Toward the end of the year, we had the U.S. presidential election. The whole year is full of chaotic events.
以至于很多人都觉得这个媒体说的到底是真的还是假的呢？
So a lot of people started to doubt. Look at those medias. What they reported are the truth or the untruth?
你看到的，你所听到的，还是真真假假都混在一起了？
What you hear and what you see, is it a mixture of both truth and false?
那就要靠你自己的判断了嘛。
Then it depends on your own choice, your own judgment.
但是现在有一个现象。
But now there's a phenomenon.
我们看一下 PPT.
Let's look at PowerPoint.
就是假话不想说，真话不敢说，气话呢就拼命说。
So the phenomenon is, if it's a lie, do not want to say. If it's the truth, do not dare to say. But those words coming out from the mouth where the person is extremely upset, people cannot help. They keep saying those words.
但是我劝勉基督徒呢，有话去跟主说嘛。
But I encourage you as a Christian, if you have something to say, say to our Lord.
真的，多一点花时间跟主去祷告嘛。
Spend more time pray with Lord.
基督徒需要做到两件事情，第一件就是多祷告，第二件事情就是多传福音嘛。
As a Christian, we need to do two things. We need to do more of those two things. Number one, pray more to our Lord. Number two, spread out the good news.
我们来读一下提摩太前书的二章八节吧。
Let's read the First Timothy.
好，一起来哈，来。我愿男人无愤怒无争论举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
The First Timothy chapter 2 verse 8. Therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without being angry or argumentative.
我们再看下一章提摩太前书二章一到三节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 to 3.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢为君王就是现在的总统了和一切在位的也该如此包括国会的议员使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日这是好的在神我们的救主面前可蒙什么悦纳
First of all, then, I urge you to offer to God petitions, prayers, intercessions, and expressions of thanks for all people. For kings, now we talk about the president, and for everyone, like the congressmen and the senators who has authority, so that we might lead a quiet and peaceful life with all people.Godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
再看提前二章四到六节。
Now let's look at the Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 to 6.
请大家注意看，我读给大家听。
Pay attention. I'm going to read for you.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这事必证明出来。
Who wants all people to be saved and to come to know the truth fully? There is one God. There is also one mediator between God and human beings.A human, the Messiah, Jesus. He gave himself as a ransom for everyone, the testimony at the proper time.
我相信弟兄姐妹都有报恩的心态。
I truly believe all the brothers and sisters have a heart of a thanksgiving.
包括在网上收看的同工们。
Including all the co-workers watching this sermon through online.
牧师要做的就是不断的激发你对主的热情嘛。
As a pastor, what I need to do is constantly activate your passion and enthusiasm toward our Lord.
因为有的时候我们常常被工作的压力啦，小孩子的问题啦，生活上各种各样的难处呢，我们慢慢就失去了对主的那一颗初心了。
Because of the pressure from the work, because of the children problem and all sorts of issues of daily life, a lot of times gradually we lost our passion toward our Lord.
其实环境越艰难我们越要选择热情地为主而活。
Actually, the tougher our environment is, the more we should choose to live for our Lord with a passion.
你知道原因是什么吗？
Do you know the reason?
原因就是因为那具有永恒价值的意义。
Because that's the reason he has eternal meanings.
如果我们真的明白我们在地上只是一个暂时的旅程
If we truly understand the life on earth for us is just a short journey on earth
我们的盼望是在耶稣基督永恒的国度里
Our hope is the eternal kingdom with Jesus Christ
那么今天你所想的你所说的你所做的都投资在永恒的国度里就产生一个巨大的意义了
So today no matter what you say what you think what you do you invest in this eternal kingdom that has huge meanings
因此我们就愿意心意更新而变化，查验神纯全善良的旨意，愿意完全被主来使用。
Therefore we want to renew our mind and want to do the things to please the God.
当你理解这个真理的时候，你就自然有激情嘛。
When we understand this truth, of course we will have the passion and enthusiasm.
反过来说，如果你没有看见这个价值观
，On the other hand, if you do not see this value,
那么你侍奉主就变成一个苦差事。
Then when you serve God, it become a annoying errand.
所以建立这个正确人生观的第二点是何等重要呢
？Therefore, set up the second correct life vision. It's very important.
所以再一次鼓励，无论环境多么艰难，记得要激发你的热情在主的身上。
One more time, I want to encourage you, remind you, no matter how tough the environment, you need to activate your passion toward our Lord.
三十多年前的时候，我看到一个美国弟兄。
30 years ago, I saw an American brother.
啊，他背着一个十字架啊，这个全世界到处去走。
He walked with a cross on his back. He walked around all over the world.
那个十字架很大，那个虽然下面有装轮子，还是有点重量的哈，背着十字架到处去走。
That was a huge cross. Even though at the bottom of the cross it was installed wheels, but it was still a very heavy object.
他走了四十年。
He walked 40 years.
他吸引了很多人问他说你在做什么啊
He attracted a lot of people asking him, what are you doing?
哎，机会来了，他就停下来传讲耶稣基督的福音。
Then the opportunity comes, then he stopped and started to tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ.
他现在比我还大，七十多岁，仍然背着十字架，仍然在行走。
Now he is even older than me, more than 70 years old. He's still carrying a cross on his back and keep walking.
我们来看一下他的短片哦。
Let's look at a short video about him.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Arthur Blessed. And this is the 50th year of carrying the cross around the world. I started first carrying the cross in...1968, I was 27 years old, and now I'm 77 years old, and this is January the 1st, 2018, and I'm still walking, still talking, and praising Jesus, God.
好。大家是不是觉得他的精神可嘉，非常值得我们佩服吧
？So when you look at this video, aren't you moved by his great spirit?
今天你也可以在你的工作岗位上，在你的朋友圈中为主发光吗
？Today at your workplace and among your friend circle, you also can shine for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们华人的问题就是太内向、太自封了。
As aYou know, we're Chinese people. There's a little thing about us. We're too introverted.
我就想起我妈妈从小时候教我一句话。
I remember my mother, when I was little, always taught me one thing.
她说一个男人啊，如果前怕狼后怕虎，啥事都做不成。
As a man, if you're afraid, there is a wolf in front of you, and also afraid there's a tiger behind you, then you can do nothing.
前面怕狼，后面怕虎，你顾虑这个，害怕那个，那你做什么事儿？啥事？
You are afraid of a wolf in front of you and afraid of a tiger behind you and worry about this, worry about that. As a man, what can you do?
所以求主帮助我们，再一次的在这个艰难环境当中，仍然对主有这个热情。
So God, Lord, help us in this tough environment. We still can have a passion and enthusiasm.Toward our Lord.
让我们再一次想起主对我们说的要尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
One more time, let the Bible verses remind us, try our best, try our all, our heart and soul to love God, love people.
其次就是要彼此相爱。
Then we need to truly love among each other.
这连带下面第三个正确的人生观，就是要做一个成熟有智慧的啊这个基督徒。
The third life vision, we need to become a wise and mature person.
前两天张牧师分享了一个真实的故事。
Couple of days ago, Pastor Chang shared a true story.
30多年前啊，中国来美国的一些华人信了主。
30 years ago, there were a group of people came from China, came to United States, and they became a Christian.
那他们都很有爱心啊，都很愿意在教会里面做马大，这个煮菜烧饭呢、啊，给弟兄姐妹吃嘛。
They all had a loving hearts. They want to be like Martha in the church. They want to cook for other brothers and sisters. They want to serve.
大家要理解是30多年前了、啊，所以那些弟兄姐妹呢，他们放的油烧菜就多一点，哇，这个油多菜才好吃嘛，啊，丰富一点。
We got to remember the background. They came to here from China 30 years ago. So when they cook, they want to put a lot of ingredients, a lot of salts and oils. So the dishes they cook are quite salty and oily.
Oh, 那个酱油啊，盐也多一点，它味道重啊，这个刺激味觉。
A lot of flavors they put it in. They put a lot of soy sauce. They put a lot of salt. They just want the dish to be flavorful.
其实这些都是出于他的好意，他的爱心吧。
Of course, what they do because they have a loving heart. They want to do good things.
但是教会里面总有一些弟兄姐妹非常注意健康啊，这个养生啊。
Of course, a lot of brothers and sisters in the church they pay more attention on their diet. They're very health consciousness.
一口吃下去，哇塞，这谁烧的菜呀、啊？这么多的油，这么咸呐、啊！
After one bite, right away, they say, "Ooh, who cooked this dish? It's so salty, so oily."
你想想看，那些花了很多时间、很累的那些烧菜弟兄姐妹，听了有什么感受呢？
Think about those brothers and sisters. They spend so much time and effort to cook this dish. How do they feel when they hear those feedback?
是不是提醒我们要谨慎我们的言语嘛？
Is this?We should be reminded, we need to be cautious and careful about our words, about our actions.
我们可不可以用一个有智慧、温柔的方式来解决这个问题呢？
Should we use more wisdom and more mellow way to solve this issue?
第一个，千万不要在大庭广众之下脱口而出。
First, do not say the words without even thinking in the public.
第二个，你可以去找那个负责管理饭食的人，去跟他讲。
Well, you can come to the brother or sister who is in charge of the food and talk to this person.
而且首先要谢谢啊那些为饭食劳苦啊这个很辛苦的弟兄姐，真的很感谢他们的爱心嘛。
First of all, thank those brothers and sisters who paid so much effort and time to cook the food. Thank for their serving hearts.
然后很温柔的跟那个负责的人说，下一次可不可以少一点油，少一点盐呢？
And then gently and with understanding, ask the person who's in charge of the food, say, "Hey, next time when the person cook the dish, is that possible to put less salt and less oil?"
我相信大部分人都能够接受的吧。
I'm pretty sure most of people can accept that.
第三个，你如果真的吃不下去的话。
Third thing, if you truly cannot eat those food,
你可以怎么样?
What can you do?
回家吃自己的嘛。
You can go home to eat your own meal.
所以大家理解这是一个需要有智慧、老练成熟的去处理一个问题。
So we understand, we got to understand, we need to solve those issues with maturity, with wisdom, with experience.
因为在教会的大家庭里面，我们需要学习彼此包容。
Because the church is a big family, we need to learn how to compromise with each other.
尤其要强调教会里面合一、合一的真理。
We got to emphasize unity in the Lord, in the church. It's a truth.
每一位弟兄姐妹，包括牧师，都需要成长。
Every single brother and sister, including pastor, we all need to grow.
我们经历过很多不同的事情，但是这些事情，我们从其中有没有学到功课？
We all experienced a lot of things, but did we learn our lessons from those experiences?
经历了那么多事情，你总会变得比较老练一点，圆融一点吧。
Well, after you experience so many things, don't you think you should be more mature, more experienced?
这个非常重要。
That's very important.
尤其当我们在这个教会的学校里面学好了基本的功课以后
，especially if we, for example, treat the church as a school, we learn those good lessons.
然后你在公司里面，在社会里面，你的同事就发现，哎，这个人做人非常的老练，非常有智慧啊。
Then at your work in the society, we find out, hey, look, this person, he acts.Very maturely, very experienced.
因为你懂得怎么样去处理很多的难题。
Because you understand how to solve those tough problems.
所以我们知道一个人可以有很多的知识，但是却不一定有智慧。
We understand a person can be very knowledgeable, but not necessarily very wise.
知识很好，非常好。
Knowledge is great, absolutely, it's a great thing.
我们需要知识，但是我们更需要神给我们智慧来运用这些知识。
We do need knowledge, but what we need more is God bless us to have the wisdom to how to utilize those knowledge.
来帮助我们懂得去处理我们人生中的各种难题。
Help us to solve all sorts of tough problems in the lifetime.
同意的人请说。
If you do agree, please say Amen.
在旧约里面的尼希米呢，是我非常喜爱的一位领袖。
In the book of Old Testament, I really like Nehemiah. He was a great leader.
因为他带领同胞呢，重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Because he led his own people rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
当时他面对的不仅是外患，还有内忧啊。
At that time, what he was facing, not just the strong enemies from outside, and also a lot of internal problems.
当时的敌人非常的诡诈凶狠啊。
At that time, their enemies were extremely cunning and fearful.
尼希米其实压力很大。
Nehemiah was under a lot of pressures.
但是还有自己的犹太同胞呢，死要钱啊，跟那些穷苦的同胞呢收高利贷。
And his own Jewish people at that time, all they focused was on money. They lend money to those poor people with extremely high interest rate.
所以尼希米面对的是一个非常艰难的环境。
So Nehemiah, he was facing a really tough environment.
但是感谢神，因为尼希米是一个祷告、常常祷告的人。
But praise the Lord, Nehemiah was the person he often prayed to the Lord.
在各种艰难环境当中，神就给尼希米智慧，给他勇气来解决问题。
In all sorts of tough situations, God blessed Nehemiah with wisdom, with the braveness to solve all sorts of problems.
他不仅带领了同胞重修好了耶路撒冷的城墙。
Not only he led his own people rebuild and complete the wall of Jerusalem.
更重要的是尼希米带领以色列的百姓重新悔改，回到神的面前。
More important, Nehemiah led the Israelites.All repent and come back to the God.
那后来尼希米呢，就请来了这个文士以斯拉，召开了培灵奉信大会。
And Nehemiah later on invited Esra and to had a great meeting to develop the spiritual life for all his people.
重新讲解神的律法。
One more time, talk about God's law.
再一次激励人心回到神的面前。
One more time, encourage people to repent and come back to God.
所以弟兄姐妹，求主帮助我们，我们需要神给我们智慧。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to pray to God to bless us with the wisdom.
让我们成为一个老练而且勇敢的基督的精兵。
Bless us to be a mature, experienced soldier of Jesus Christ.
第四个重点。
The fourth important perspective.
是要建立一个有目标、有策略的人生。
Have a life with a vision and a strategy.
你的人生有清楚的目标吗？
Does your life have a clear vision and a clear goal?
你希望建立一个幸福美满的家庭吗？
Do you want to have a happy family life?
你知道如何达成吗？
Do you know how to make that happen?
在这个建立的过程当中，如何调整自己呢？
In this process of setting up a happy family life, you got to adjust yourself.
所以我们需要和主保持一个亲密的关系嘛。
Therefore, we need to have a very close relationship with our Lord.
让我先介绍一下华里克牧师的直奔标杆教会的五个重点。
Let me tell you something about a pastor. His name is Rick Warren. He wrote a book called The Purpose Driven Life. Talk about five things, five visions in the church.
赞美、宣教、成员、成熟、牧养。
Magnify, mission, membership, maturity, ministry.
有人问这个华里克牧师说，如果他重新开始马鞍峰教会，他会有哪些不同的做法呢？
Some people interviewed Pastor Rick Warren said, if you restart your church, the Saddleback Church, what would you do differently?
牧师回答说，教会的第一天开始呢，他会投入更多的精神和金钱在音乐事工方面。
He said, if the church start from the very first day, I would spend more time, more energy, more money into the audio, video, sound system, music system.
因为他说他原先低估了音乐的影响力。
He said before he underestimated the power and the influential power of a music.
后来他发现无论人们开车、购物、吃喝，都少不了音乐。
Later on, he found out no matter people do shopping, eating, and driving, there always have a music around them.
他发现美国人最大的消费不是棒球，而是音乐。
He found out the most expenses Americans have is not on the baseball, but on the music.
而且很多人都喜欢讨论对音乐的看法。
And a lot of people love to discuss about music.
弟兄姐妹，这一点很有趣吧？
Well, brother and sister, pay attention. This is very important point, very interesting point.
我想要说的就是，无论是个人、家庭、教会、公司，都需要有一个具体清楚的目标。
What I try to say is, no matter a person, a family, a company, a church, you got to have a clear vision and goal.
因为只有当你有了目标，你才会努力地朝着你的目标前进。
Because when you have a clear goal and a vision, you will drive toward that goal.
另外，策略也很重要。
And the strategy is also very important.
马鞍峰教会刚开始的时候，是这个牧师一家一家的去敲门的。
When they just started the Saddleback Church at the very beginning, the pastor knocked on people's door one door at a time.
牧师花了很多的时间去研究理解为什么有的人不来教会。
The pastor spent a lot of time and energy to study why people don't come to church.
他要找到答案，这个社区里面的人到底想要什么，需要什么。
He want to find out what do this society, the people in the society, the people in the community, what do they really want?
教会能够提供些什么？
What church can provide for them?
然后有阶段性的不同的方法来带领他们。
And step by step, use different strategies to lead them.
当然祷告是不可缺少的。
Of course, prayer is absolutely very necessary.
马鞍峰教会在十五年中搬迁过七十九次。
During 15 years, the Saddleback Church moved the location for 79 times.
你能想象吗？
Can you imagine?
搬迁过七十九次
，moved 79 times。
十五年中建立了超过一个一万七千人的教会。
During 15 years, they developed a church with more than 17,000 congregation members.
还有圣灵带领这个华克林牧师写的《标杆人生》，影响了地球上千千万万的人。
And also, by the move of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Rick Warren wrote the book "The Purpose-Driven Life." This book influenced millions of people on Earth.
在正常情况下，他们教会的聚会是两万五千人以上。
In the normal time, in the normal circumstances, usually they have more than 25,000 people worship.
我们看见一个有目标、有策略的人，神就使用他成就神自己的大事。
We can tell a person with a clear vision, clear goal, and a strategy, then God will use him to complete God's great work.
但是，请你不要误会我的意思哦。
But please do not misunderstand my meaning.
我不是说教会一定要人很多很大才是成功的。
I'm not saying if a church is a mega church, that means success.
我不是这个意思。
That's not what I mean.
我要讲的是，神的儿女每一个人都要有自己清楚的目标。
What I'm talking about, every single child of God, as God's children, every single one of us, we need to have a clear vision of life.
如同神带领不同的教会，有他自己的一个神自己的一个方向跟做法。
Just like God.It's leading his own church, every single one of them. Each church has their own clear vision and strategy.
所以今天我们在属灵的成长上，我们需要神帮助我们设定一个非常具体可以达成的目标。
So today, for the growth of our spiritual life, we need to have our own personal goal, vision, which is reachable.
我再强调一遍
One more time, I want to emphasize.
在神的眼中看为好的事情
It is the things in God's eyes are good things.
就是我们常说的容神一人的事
That is what we say the things can please the God and benefit other people.
那我年轻的时候真的是糊里糊涂的
When I was young, I lived with a life without any goal and a vision.
没有目标，好像这个一个浮萍在水里面那样飘来飘去的。
I did not have any goal and a vision. I was just like those dark weeds floating on top of the waters.
一直到我信主以后，我才清醒过来了。
Until one day I believe in the Lord, I started to wake up.
靠着神的怜悯呢，我才找到了人生的意义。
By God's mercy and the grace, I find the meaning of life.
我很清楚我的目标就是效法基督，服侍更多的人嘛。
I clearly know my life. I need to be more like Jesus Christ, serve other people, to lead them to know Jesus Christ.
而且多多培养主的门徒。
And more work hard to develop more God's disciples.
和弟兄姐妹一起来建立一个活泼喜乐的教会
and work together, co-work together with all the brothers and sisters to set up a joyful church for God.
不只是地方性的教会，甚至也包括了网上其他的地区的教会。
Not just our local physical church, but also other churches I can serve through online.
感谢神给我很多很好的弟兄姐妹，我们一起侍奉，一起同工。
Thank God for giving me so many great brothers and sisters. We co-work together to serve God.
我们一起经历神很多奇异的恩典。
We together experience a lot of miracle works from God.
所以真的是越侍奉越喜乐。
So the more I serve, the more joyful I am.
最后我们来看以弗所书的五章十六节。
At the end, let's look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 16.
这里说要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Making the best use of your time, because the times are evil.
我们再看哥罗西书四章五节。
Now let's look at the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 5.
你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。
Behave wisely toward outsiders, making the best use of your time.
这两节经文都提醒我们要爱惜光阴嘛。
These two verses remind us to appreciate time.
因为当我说现在，现在已经过去了。
Because when I'm saying right now, the present time, it's already past.
所以你要怎么样使用你的时间非常重要。
So how do you utilize your time? It's very important.
这个经文提醒我们要爱惜光阴的原因是因为现今的世代邪恶。
The verses remind us to appreciate time because nowadays the present time is full of evil things.
这是2000年前所说的话。
Those are the words, statements from more than 2000 years ago.
请问我们现今所 活着的这个时代够不够邪恶、啊、
So the end time we're living in right now, is that a time full of evils?
只有过而不及吧。
Even more, even worse than 2000 years ago.
而且哥林多哥罗西书那里提醒我们要用智慧与外人交往。
And this verse from Colossians remind us we need to behave wisely toward outsiders.
有智慧跟那些还不认识主啊福音朋友跟他们有一个来往嘛。
Use our wisdom to associate with those people who are still seekers or who don't know God yet.
我不知道你的爸爸妈妈、叔叔阿姨、弟弟妹妹、你的亲戚信主没有。
I don't know if your parents, your uncles, aunts, and your brothers and sisters, if they already believe in the God.
我相信你们心里都很希望他们能信主。
I'm pretty sure in the bottom of your hearts, you really wish they all truly believe in your Lord.
问题是你有没有行动吧？
But the important thing is, do you have action?
光是心里想没有行动还是很可惜吧？
If you are just thinking but no action, that's pitiful.
你就透过好听的诗歌、啊、短文啊、开心小站的小视频啊，跟他们去怎么样交往嘛。
Then use those beautiful hymns, short videos, the little joyful station. Use those tools to communicate with them.
介绍我们教会的网站。
Encourage you to introduce our church website to them.
只要你愿意，通通可以做到。
As long as you're willing, you can do it.
最重要的是你不要被自己的观念所卡住。
So please do not lock yourself in your own little thought, little world.
求主帮助我们。
So Lord, please help us.
不要单单听到，而且要去行道。
Not just listen to the sermons, have action.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.Praise the Lord.
因为今天早上圣灵透过保罗对于我们说我们晓得万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处
Praise the Lord. This morning the Holy Spirit through Paul told us in all things God works for the good of those who love him.
今天的题目是建立四个正确的人生观。
Today, the topic of sermon is to set up four correct life visions.
第一个，我们一起来读一下。好，来，以敬畏的心态来生活。
First, live by the attitude of a fearing God.
第二个，选择热情的为主而活。
Second, choose to live for the God with a burning desire.
第三个。成为有智慧成熟的人。
Third, become a wise and mature person.
第四个，建立一个有目标、有策略的人生。
Fourth, have a life with a vision and a strategy.
我们同心祷告。
Let's all unify our hearts and pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，将罗马书八章二十八节摆在我们的面前。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you for giving us.The precious words from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28.
我们谢谢你这么大的恩典赐给我们。
Thank you for blessing us with those amazing grace.
帮助我们能够建立这四个正确的人生观。
Help us to set up these four correct life visions.
每天存敬畏神的心来生活。
Every single day, live a life with the attitude of fearing and respecting God.
恳求你的圣灵来激发我们。
Lord, please let your Holy Spirit activate us.
让我们甘心乐意的、热情的为主而活。
Let us live for our Lord. Let us willingly live for our Lord.
有目标，有策略。
Have a vision, have a strategy.
珍惜我们的时间。
Appreciate our time.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们祷告，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's holy, precious name.
Amen. Amen.